USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting storm-ravaged Alabama this afternoon. The White House says the president will get an aerial view of some of the tornado damage after a series of destructive storms hit the area on Sunday. Nearly two dozen people were killed, and the president is also expected to meet with some first responders. Now, before leaving for that trip, the president had some strong words for Democrats after a resolution was passed yesterday condemning hate speech.
I thought yesterday's vote by the House was disgraceful because it's become, the Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace. And so does everybody else if you get an honest answer.
Reports say Jake Peterson will plead guilty to kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents in Barron County, Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A sweeping government reform bill is headed to the Senate after passage by the House.
The yeas are 234. The nays are 193. The bill is passed.
The Democratic bill tightens government ethic rules and imposes campaign finance violation restrictions, but has little chance of passing in the Senate. Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis is being sued. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
After new Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspends the Broward County Sheriff for the botched response to the Parkland school shootings last year, the now former sheriff, Scott Israel, is fighting back with a lawsuit claiming DeSantis' actions were all for political reasons.
This is simply a political payback by a governor who made a campaign promise when he was a candidate.
An investigation found that Israel was responsible for assigning the deputy who took cover outside the school instead of confronting the shooter.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Before boarding Air Force One, President Trump took questions from reporters outside the White House. The president was asked about Paul Manafort and his sentence.
I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. I think it's been a very, very tough time for him. But if you notice, both his lawyer, a highly respected man, and a very highly respected judge, the judge, said there was no collusion with Russia. This had nothing to do with collusion. There was no collusion. It's a collusion hoax. It's a collusion witch hoax. I don't collude with Russia. So I just want to tell you, his lawyer went out of his way, actually, to make a statement last night. No collusion with Russia. The judge, I mean, for whatever reason, I was very honored by it, also made the statement that this had nothing to do with collusion with Russia. So, you know, keep it going. Let's go. Keep the hopes going. Senator Burr said there's no collusion. You look at Devin Nunes and the House Intelligence Committee. They said there's no collusion.
An unemployed New Jersey man who won last Friday's $273 million Mega Millions jackpot said he wants to reward the mystery person who returned the tickets to the store where he'd left them a day earlier. See, the man went in to buy the tickets and said he was so preoccupied with his phone that he left the ticket there. Well, someone turned in those tickets, and one of those tickets ended up being the winner, all $273 million worth. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.